This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. An article popped up in my Facebook feed recently and caught my attention. It asks why 14 years after the most significant incident of violence in the name of Islam ever, are we now seeing more vitriolic comments against Islam instead of fewer? In the U.S., random attacks against Muslims or people who appear to be Muslims are increasing. Michigan is not exempt. The article is The Prayer of an American Muslim, published in the Islamic Monthly. Zainab Shami is the author. She's an American Muslim public school teacher in Michigan, and she joins us now. So first of all, I want to start with, what is the prayer you say American Muslims find themselves praying?
Please, God, don't let them be Muslim. Whenever an attack happens, the first thing that pops into our minds is, please, God, don't let them be Muslim. I'm not immune from that, and every Muslim I've spoken to agrees with that.
After the November attacks in Paris, since the mass shooting in San Bernardino, a presidential candidate has been calling for banning Muslims from immigrating to the U.S. The comments after news stories are increasingly hateful toward Muslims. That seems to be escalating. I'm wondering, how does that affect American Muslims trying to just live their lives?
It kind of puts us on the defense. So we're operating from a place of fear, a place of frustration, and that's really not how we should be operating. We should be allowed to mourn just like everyone else when other people are murdered on a mass level.
You wrote that living on the defense all the time is awful. Could you explain that?
You know, to have to constantly defend something as deeply personal as your faith is not pleasant. So I was joking with you before we went on air that the number one rule for Muslims is never read the comments section. Even if it's a positive story on Muslims, the trolls always come out when it has something to do with Islam. So I think that we want to live our lives just like everybody else. We are human beings too. And I think, you know, as I was writing this article, once I was tapped to write it, it started off as this grand defense of Muslims, but then I just kind of deleted all of that. And, you know, I spoke from the heart, and I spoke about, you know, just mourning from a human level, existing from a human level. We're all human beings, not even Americans or Canadians or Syrians. We're human beings. And forcing us on the defense kind of strips us of that right to live as human beings. And that's a really, really painful place to exist from. And I think that that's doing damage to our community.
You talked about wanting to grieve for the victims, and that you had to worry about the names of the attackers.
Right. And I don't want to think about the attackers. When something bad like this happens, when a mass shooting or a bombing or something happens, we don't want to think about the attackers. We want to think about the victims. And I think our mainstream media has kind of taken that away, too. I mean, they focus on the attackers. But remember that recent shooting at the Oregon Community College? Mm-hmm. The police chief of that town said, I will never speak the name of the person who did this, in order to honor the victims. And I think, as human beings, that should be our primary concern, that these are people who had lives and dreams just like we did, and families, and they were taken from them too soon in a very violent way. And, you know, if I'm not allowed to feel sympathy for them, or if my first reaction is not sympathy, then something is wrong.
But there's an element of American society that wants to know those names, and especially if those names happen to be Arabic or connected somehow to Islam. And they're looking for justification for the hate that they seem to have. I read in the comments after your article, someone calling on Muslims to give up following Islam, and I thought, I can't even imagine somebody so offhandedly suggested Christians can overcome the problem of the Ku Klux Klan if they just give up Christianity, following Christianity. How do you think American society can get past the urge to paint all Islamic followers as extremist radicals, violent?
Well, Lester, I refuse to believe that most Americans feel that way. I think most Americans are pretty balanced people, and I think that the vocal minority has kind of overtaken the conversation. But what you saw in the comment section is not so outlandish. I have heard that before. In fact, Ayaan Hirsi Ali wrote her most recent book about that. And she has an interview with Jon Stewart you can look up online. But she just casually kind of throws out there that Muslims should stop seeing the Quran as a sacred text and should stop living for the afterlife, just throwing out everything that makes Islam Islam and essentially secularizing it. And, you know, that's not the solution. A quarter of humanity follows Islam. You're not going to get almost 2 billion people to throw their faith aside. The real solution is looking at each other as human beings. I mean, I can't emphasize it enough that human connection is what's really most important here. So when we dehumanize other people, and fear them for no reason. We're just as bad as the attackers are in so many ways. We're letting them win. You know, Daesh, which is the Arabic name for ISIS, and they hate that name, so that's what I call them. They say that they want to make it impossible for Muslims to exist in the West. They want to take away this gray area, and it's working. And so unfortunate to me, we're helping them win. I am all for the human connection. I'm all for, you know, go out, make Muslim friends, get to know people. And I really, truly believe that if people understand that we are just human beings, just like everyone else, then they will not fear Islam anymore. I mean, I refuse to believe that most people are that irrational.
So instead of the prayer, God, please don't let them be Muslims, when we're talking about attackers, what do you want to pray? What will you pray?
I want to pray for people to understand one another. I want to pray for these divisions to be knocked down. We're seeing all of this controversy around Syrian refugees. Governor Snyder won't let them in. I mean, these are parents with small children who are fleeing Daesh, just as we would do if we were faced with that situation. So for me, it's just deeply hurtful to see this happening in my state, in my country. I've been kind of looking at the reactions of Canada and how they're welcoming the Syrian refugees in with songs and healthcare and all of these wonderful things. And I pray that we will become as enlightened and stop operating from a place of fear.
Zainab Shami wrote the article, The Prayer of the American Muslim. I want to thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.